A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." Jesus said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember it well. First grade science class. Each student had a cut-off milk carton filled with black dirt and a single bean. Following the teacher's instructions, we made a 2-inch deep hole in the soil, planted the bean, covered it up with soil, and added just the right amount of water. Finally, the cartons were lined up along the sun-filled windowsill. And now the waiting began. Day after day. For a long time, it seemed nothing was happening. More impatient waiting. Then, as if all of a sudden, a tiny green sprout poked its head through the black dirt. A miracle. This is how it is with the kingdom of God. The tiniest of seeds embedded in the earth, fed with water and sunlight, an invisible inner life force awakens the seed. Fruit is born and the harvest comes. The potential for greatness asleep in a tiny mustard seed. For you see, this is how it is with the kingdom of God. Jesus teaches us that the kingdom of God is about spirit. It is an inner reality that necessitates inner work, even growing in the darkness. In today's world reality, our physical and emotional needs can command most of our attention, so much so that we neglect our spiritual needs. The place we encounter God face to face. The spiritual ground of our lives must be prepared for the seed of God's Word, embedded in our hearts, awakened by the invisible workings of God's own Spirit, bearing fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. Fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, fidelity, self-control. For you see, this is how it is with the kingdom of God.